The Canadas Pinball Podcast, the only pinball podcaster wishing Retro Ralph a very happy belated birthday. I believe it was yesterday. He was doing pinball content, talking about Goonies. This is how we do it in the world of pinball content creation. There are no days off. You know this? Like, when you're doing this, and when you're making pinball content, there is never a day off. And for you fans out there, it's the same way. How many days go by a year in which you don't think about pinball for maybe just a few minutes a day? It's moved in, right? Talk about living rent-free in our heads. This damn hobby lives rent-free in our heads. And I've always said it. It's hard doing pinball content because there's only real news about 8 days out of the year do you actually get a new pinball machine. The rest of the year is us talking about, speculating, and wondering what's around the corner, or talking about what's already happened in the past. Now, speaking about the past, I am, every day that goes by, I am turning on Pokemon less and less. I've seen what the game has to offer. I've caught the same damn Pokemon over and over and over again. I can't go look at the ones I've caught. I can't share the ones I've caught on Insider Connected. The game has literally, in my mind, hit a wall. And until we get past that wall, playing it right now isn't really that much fun. And now I know what some of you have suffered through in the past. See, here's the issue. If I had bought a Stern LE with code this incomplete, this early on, and 3 months go by, if it wasn't Pokemon, I would have taken a huge, significant financial loss as of today. Because when you spend like $13,000 2 months ago, and the game comes out, and it's not even close to being complete, and then the word on the street is that the game needs a very long time before it's going to be finished, all the enthusiasm starts to move away from the game. There's really just not even enough for people to talk about, for people to geek out over. You get over the shots, you enjoy the shots. This is my thing about Pokemon. I'm enjoying what's there. But after you sort of like collect the four Pokemon that are in it and you battle Charizard, there's really not much else to do right now. It is very frustrating, if you ask me, because now I know what you guys feel like. That went in, all in, $13,000 on an LE, and then just 3 months later, you start to see them trading for 10 grand. Now, the only silver lining in owning a Pokemon LE is it's not gonna do that, because the starting price for Pokemon LE was like $18,000 to $19,000. And I think this game is going to hold around $14,000 to $15,000. I don't think anyone's going to lose money, but that's not even what I care about because I'm not selling this game. I want to keep this game and have a very, very rewarding experience for myself and my family with Pokemon. And look, it is coming, but it does beg the question, why is it taking so damn long to get code into a game in which there's barely any real asset development on the part of Stern and the coding team? All of these clips, almost everything happening on the screen is coming from the show, from the Pokemon company. They are arranging other assets. It's not like King Kong where they had to develop every single asset in King Kong. And even then so, I think there was even more in King Kong than there is on day one of Pokemon. And look, day one of Pokemon is the same as like day 60. Nothing else has gone in. We're all in the same ship, stuck on code 0.81. We also heard that the topper was going to come out in April. Well, it's almost the end of April. Are we going to get the topper this Friday? I don't know. Are they